Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted to have our resident travel expert and award-winning travel journalist and TV star as well.
Thank you.
You have a new series.
Yeah, I know, A Giant's Welcome. I really had great fun making it. It's going to be on Virgin Media, Carol, on the 21st and 22nd of March. And I believe currently, like, there might be a few people at home, so the numbers
indeed,
will be up. The
indeed.
Audience should be good. It's on at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, the 21st, and 7 o'clock on Sunday night. And basically, all new stuff that I haven't done before, like Jamie's Sheep Dogs, Boatyard Distillery, Catch and Sea, Glide the Tide, kayaking, adventure stuff, and it's lovely. Devonish Island in the Round Tower, the monastic sites, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's next week.
Planes, Boats and Trains.
We look forward to that.
A Giant's Welcome. Thank you, Carol.
You're very welcome. All right, Ed Finn is back with us, and Ed, interesting now what we're talking about this week, of course, under the shadow of the coronavirus, and it's amazing how things have changed even since we had our conversation
with you and
Paul Hackett from Click
and Go
last week.
Very difficult time for travel.
You went off to London last weekend.
I was like Indiana Jones, a pioneer looking for the Holy Grail.
Well,
it was fabulous. The airport, I can tell you, it was lovely to go through in like 10 minutes. It was great, but it was busy on the way out, but on the way back it was actually quiet. But yeah, it's funny, Carol, you know, because I remember I was saying to you last week that I had heard about this new Ruby Lucy hotel group.
Yeah, and it's interesting that after the show last week we had an email in on our Saturday Live website from Carol Butler, who was listening, and Carol said, oh, that hotel sounds fabulous. Can you send me more details? And I said, Carol, we'll be doing it next week. And she said she'd be sure to listen in. So, Carol, if you are listening, I hope you are.
Yes.
Let's hear what Ed has to say.
I'll be very honest about it, right? I arrived and, you know, like when you arrived, we had the booking made. I was with a friend of mine and, you know, the girl looked at us and said, oh, have you booked two rooms? And I said, why? Does it say two rooms in the booking? So, you know, you get this a lot sometimes when you travel. And I mean, if it's two men together, and I really found that quite upsetting, to
be
honest.
Seriously?
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, would you get that if you were with your partner, you know, is it two rooms?
Mm.
You know, I don't think you would you? Anyway, it was just the way she kind of said it. It was clear in the booking that it wasn't two rooms, right? So, I mean, look, I don't know, maybe I'm paranoid about stuff. And again, look, that wasn't really the issue. The room wasn't ready, that was fair enough, half two or whatever. But the room was really tiny, right? Because the concept was lean luxury. But the bed was right up against the wall. You couldn't walk around the bed. It was this kind of concept, you know, where the toilet and the shower are in the room behind glass. So you could hear a pin drop, Carol, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, it wouldn't be great. The sink, I could reach out and touch the sink on my left. On the website, there was pictures of lovely rooms with beds and loads of space around them. So when I... The next morning, I said to the girl, look, is there any chance that we can change room? Because you couldn't even put your clothes anywhere. It was that small. And she was like, oh, well, you're in the biggest room. I'm like, well, that's definitely not the case. But anyway, if you say so. And then she said she'd ring me back. And then, do you know what? I just thought, I'm not going to stay here for three nights. The other thing I don't like about some of these hotels with the lean luxury, there was no phone in the room. I had to ring through to a number, which then redirected me from Germany to the reception downstairs. It took me three calls to do that. The check-in area, there's no reception. It was just there's a bar there, but you checked in at the bar as well.
So let me ask you a question. So I get the fact that their part of their marketing thing is lean luxury. So I'm hearing from you all about the lean, but I haven't heard any luxury so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bed was comfortable, you know, that stuff, you know, was fine. But I would have to say, for me, my opinion, lean luxury, concept of lean luxury does not excuse lean customer service. And there was, you know, downstairs later having the breakfast again, there was like some rolls and things. There was no jam. It was empty. When we were checking in just to, you know, to take your room number for breakfast, and it was like, oh, yes, the large room. There was a comment made there as well. Do you know?
Oh, right.
So it really got to a stage when I'm like, oh, my God, I'm
out
of here.
Yeah,
I wasn't happy. But, you know, everyone can have an off day. I wish them all the best of luck, but I certainly wouldn't be recommending it. So, you know, I just very politely said thank you very much, and we went off. And my friend actually was part of one of those Marriott reward schemes, and he had loads of points. So he booked us this gorgeous room in the Marriott Hotel in Marble Arch, which I can highly recommend, by the way.
Okay.
Arrival, beautiful welcome. What would you like? Upgraded to a king, lemonade, you know, anything that we can help you with, you know. Totally different experience, I guess, you know. They had a swimming pool and jacuzzi and so on. So I was able to calm down.
Excellent. All's well that ends well.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you, under the shadow of the coronavirus, what kind of vibe were you getting
in
London?
Yeah, very strange. I was expecting almost a dystopian kind of masks, but nothing. It was really strange. I was going over to see that fabulous musical, The Book of Mormon, which, by the way, was in the Prince of Wales Theatre, and I got two tickets, fabulous, up the front, which may be a product of the coronavirus, I don't know, but the last minute or whatever, for £105, which is fab. And I must say, it was one of the best musicals I've ever seen. Packed out, not a seat to be had, standing ovation at the end. That was absolutely brilliant.
I suspect it's not like that this week, though.
I don't know. I know that they're sold out. That one is, anyway. But I don't know about other musicals, right?
I'd say I don't know.
No, but to be honest with you, I was surprised about it. Then Soho was really busy again. You know, bars were packed. Restaurants I went to, this was on Sunday afternoon lunch. I had to wait 40 minutes to get a table in this restaurant for Sunday lunch. And I had made a reservation. So, you know, a lot of stuff like this. I went to Dumplings Legend, a lovely place in Chinatown that I love. They do great dumplings. Again, that was on Sunday evening. That was kind of mad busy as well. There's a brilliant brasserie called Cote Brasserie, C-O-T-E, it's French, on Christian Street for $12.95. You've got this fabulous two-course lunch, a bottle of wine for $17, and the whole lunch with a beautiful little cheese plate at the end came to £57, right, which was fabulous value. And that was outside, by the way. I sat outside with a heater on. But then on Tuesday night, it was definitely much quieter. I flew to London City with Aer Lingus. The flight was great. It was all on time. There was a good number of people on the flight. I got the DLR and the tube in, which was like, it's so cheap now. You know, the credit card thing was like £1.15 all the way in, which is brilliant. But again, I thought people were going to be wearing masks or something, because you know you're... And I was very conscious of God, you know, I'm not sure. But I didn't really do the tube. I literally did it to the airport and back from the airport, and maybe once more. Coming back, like, London City Airport was very, very quiet, you know. And then Dublin Airport, I arrived in at 4:30, and it was almost like, it was like 4 a.m. in the morning or something, you know. It was very, very quiet. But I don't know, there doesn't seem to be, the same measures are not in place.
No, a lot of people would argue that they don't seem to be taking it as seriously as they should.
I think, but certainly I have to say, this was my last kind of, you know, trip for the moment.
Yeah. Okay, and that actually brings me to my final question to you, Ed, with regards the travel industry and the impact on the travel industry, because every day it just seems to be having more and more of an adverse effect. And of course, with America now banning not flights but banning people basically from specific countries and entering into the United States, depending on what passport you're holding, this has got to have the knock-on effect. How much of it is having an effect on the travel industry here?
I mean, it's a huge effect. I mean, you hear stories of cancellations and kind of putting out fires, and you know, very, very little movement in terms of bookings at the moment. It's very much up in the air. If you pardon the pun, but it's very sad. You know, what would be great is if we could get into a shutdown phase here and then just, you know, limit it and stop it. But definitely at the moment, it's the travel business is suffering.
Well, our hearts actually do go out to everybody who works in the travel and indeed in any part of the hospitality industry as well, because it is having the knock-on effect. But hopefully, if we can all do our bit and all take responsibility, we can contain this, we can stop the spread, or slow down the spread, and then at some point in hopefully the not-too-distant future, we'll start to get back to normal again.
Yeah, the silver lining really, I suppose, is domestic. I mean, you know, I'm saying to you, I'm planning a lovely trip to Kilkenny now, and I'm going to go down to the Castle Ross, lovely down for Killarney for Easter. So, I mean, they're all busy, which is, you know, which
excellent.
Is thank goodness for them that they're doing some good work.
Excellent,
anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ed, and we'll talk about this in due course over the next few weeks, too.
Absolutely, we'll keep everyone posted.
Lovely. All right, Ed, always a pleasure to have you with us, and should we look forward to having you back with us again next week?
Absolutely. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Carol.
And you too. To you too.
Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.